Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Thursday, lots of sunshine, breezy, high near 65 degrees. Around the area, temperature-wise, we are looking in Kenosha, where it is 52 at this hour, 48 in Burlington, Milwaukee 52, also 52 in Racine. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department investigating a serious injury accident that occurred early this morning along the 1,000 block of 22nd Avenue. One person found unconscious after having been ejected from the vehicle. Fly for life was requested but could not fly at the time due to the weather. The victim then ground transported by Summers Fire Rescue personnel to Kenosha Medical Center. That 911 call coming from a citizen passerby just after 2 o'clock this morning. Prior to 2 o'clock, Racine and Mount Pleasant police were sent to the 2600 block of South Green Bay Road. That's where a truck went out of control, took down both a light pole and traffic signals. Driver was not hurt, however. Racine's Interfaith Coalition had a prayer vigil last evening on the cul-de-sac for the 1800 block of Roosevelt Avenue off Byrd Avenue on the city's west side. It was in memory of recent homicide victim Anthony Jones. He was discovered on the ground by police last Friday morning with a gunshot wound. A cousin thanking everybody there for attending.
The family is heartbroken right now, and we look for some peace and some kind of happiness after this. We hold no remorse. Our prayers are with God, and He knows best for all of us. He takes care of all of us through the bad and the good. So I just want to thank all of you for coming out and showing your support for our family.
Reverend Tony Larson of Unitarian Universalist Church again praying for the community's loss of yet another family member. A young man knew Jones from the second grade, said only he could call him Little Ugly Dude.
I lived over here since I was 17 years old. And this, to be over here like this, it's like unreal.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Like everybody out here is like a family.
That's right.
You know, so, and like, I'm just hurt. Like, I don't even know what to say. It's just, rest on T.O., you know. We still gonna have you in our hearts. We still gonna, you know what I'm saying, live like you still here.
Facing homicide charges, 25-year-old Fallon Hunter Barker allegedly shot Jones after Jones had reportedly hit a female acquaintance who was also the mother of Jones's children. A man from Racine is accused of shooting three people during an altercation at the Bray Center back in March. He's facing charges for that. In fact, a trial is coming up in the near future. Now he's facing some more charges. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
20-year-old Zerrell Strong was charged with attempting to intimidate a witness in contempt of court. According to court documents, a letter written by Strong was intercepted by the staff at the Racine County Jail. The letter allegedly asks a witness to the shooting to convince another witness to change her story and tell police she made a mistake. Strong is facing three counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety in connection with the Bray Center shooting, which happened during a large birthday party. He was ordered by Judge Eugene Gasser-Kevich not to have contact with anyone involved in the case. Strong is scheduled to go on trial in that case in January. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Last night in Kenosha, Tammy Conforti wiped tears from her eyes after the city council voted to accept the repair work done on the Dream Playground and to pay Blummel's Maintenance Service nearly $650,000 for that work to make the all-inclusive playground safe again. She was the driving force behind the development of the playground. It has been a long 8 months since it was closed due to issues with the rubberized surface. Conforti says she has not yet had the chance to inspect the work to see what might have changed at the site.
It looks the same physically, but I was never on the playground to actually walk it and feel it because it's been closed. And I actually watched the process as they were putting it in, and I went and talked to the Blue Mills group as they were out there, and I went out there just about every day to see the process unfold.
That playground to quietly open later on today when city crews just take down the fencing that has surrounded it. Council added the item to last night's special meeting on the budget instead of waiting till next Monday's regular meeting so they could get the thing open again and maybe take advantage of some decent weather for the next couple of days. For those of you wondering about the Downtown Racine Event Center proposal and the Milwaukee Bucks deciding where to locate their D-League team that they want to launch in the near future, at least one question might be answered by this time next week. That's according to Bucks President Peter Fagan's comments to the Journal Times. Racine Mayor John Dickert says a USHL team, that was really the priority for a lakefront arena. The Bucks minor league team, if it could be worked out, but you got to finance the project, and they're still working on that.
That's one of the things that we're obviously working on, bringing in a couple semi-pro teams, and we're really excited about the opportunity to get a hockey team in here as well. But the real issue here is the 700 jobs and the $400 million in residual funds it brings into our community. So that's what we're fighting for, and we're going to keep fighting for it and try to put this deal together.
Mayor Dickert approaching Racine County, of course, weeks ago. Nothing publicly has occurred, but behind-the-scenes efforts have continued. That includes the city looking at potential private investor partnerships. Mount Pleasant's Plan Commission backs a certified survey map and site plan from O&H Danish Bakery to expand the Highway 20 campus site with a development project that would include tearing down the former Golden Keys restaurant building and creating some new facilities. Peter Olson says that one of the key elements of this redevelopment includes cross-access with the O&H site.
People will enjoy the entire site from the O&H side to this new retail development. I also think driving's not going away, but the future may be more walking too, so we wanted to give good walkway access from both Hunter Drive and Highway 20 onto the site as people use those sidewalks. And then just the design of the building, we weren't going for a typical run-of-the-mill multi-tenant building. We wanted something really special, really, that's going to complement our site well, but stand on its own.
Interim Community Development Director Sam Schultz said that they've been talking about this retail development for some time. One business to go in front, another in the back. Meanwhile, a 50 to 60 unit, three-story senior residential living facility proposed by the Good Samaritan Society of South Dakota for a soon-to-be-purchased property along the 1700 block of South Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant. The Plan Commission heard from Greg Gamble, who said the rezoning request ties into the construction plans for a single building, and they're talking about land acquired from Mount Pleasant Evangelical Lutheran Church.
We will, upon owning the property, and I'm not sure if it'll be in 2017 or possibly 18, our intent would be to submit an application with WEDA to be awarded a project for seniors, 50 to 60 units. Our purchase agreement with the church is contingent upon this petition being passed.
The road extension is not in their plans, according to Gamble, nor is removal of the east-west tree line. Good Samaritan Society is 90 years old, has almost 240 senior housing locations nationwide. 2017 budget for the Village of Pleasant Prairie going to get a public hearing next Monday night with better news about tax bills. The original budget plan included a levy increase of about 6%, final road paving project figures, and 2017 state road aid show the levy increase to drop to 4.17%. Village portion of the property tax bill for a home valued at $205,000 would go up by just $26.20 compared to $42.25 originally projected. And without discussion, the Kenosha Council last night approving a 2017 capital improvement plan and an operating budget. Vote on the CIP unanimous, the budget for general operations 13-1. Alderman Jesse Downing was the lone dissenter. WRJN.com, that is our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.